Bell took me aside one time by way of admonishment when I was a youngster in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I still am. I'm just got gray hair. But he said, if there is little ones, young people in a congregation, it seems that the Spirit of God is stronger. I cherish this in my heart because I do quite view the little ones. Of course, we're all aware that through the mercy of Jesus Christ, they're alive forever. And it remains our responsibility to help them make the transition from trust and love of those who care for them when they're little to the one who can care for them when they grow older. I noticed Brother Bob, and if he'll forgive me, I would say that I had made some references and he used them earlier. But that shouldn't bother me too much, because through the blessings of God, I've lived a while, and I could spend what time my beloved brethren has allotted to talk about our Lord just in saying, reiterating the blessings. Some of them have been associating with people who bear witness of the Lord in humility and in truth. And this night I would like to be one of those who's willing to talk about our Lord. And if we will just for a moment go back a little, it don't seem like it's long ago, because each generation is a new life, and each of us come into this world not by the will of our own, but by the will of someone else, by an action of someone else. Our first parents was created in the image of God, placed in a garden. And they transgressed the law of God by which they were cast out physically. And a separation from the giver of life produces death. I believe all of us would think of this. And knowing we came into this world alive physically, but not really alive spiritually, there must needs be a birth in our lives. And this birth came through the blessed mercies and love of God when He sent His only begotten Son. He sent His angels to tell Him of His Son. His Son was slain before the foundation of the world. And He came into our lives and the lives of all those who lived before us. Let us think seriously for just a moment, especially those of us that are older and maybe are near the end of this life, as well as the little children who live in the presence of God, that we might think just a little bit on how we're going to repay the mercies of the Lord. The love of God, which produces humility in our hearts and a trust in Him. We remember one of the first commandments that our Lord and Savior gave to become of the little child, meek, humble, submissive, full of love and trust, willing, because we know that no one loves us. We have the Scripture before us, and it teaches us that there is another force in the world, the force of the devil and Satan, who liveth and maketh alive, and has a plan of something besides happiness, that taketh away our hope of getting back into the presence of God, by which we might be partakers instead of eternal joy. We might be the partakers of damnation, being cast out as our first parents were, or again as it was in the days of Noah, when the imagination of the heart for evil continually. But I would not like to dwell upon this, just to remind us of the seriousness. And as the Lord has allotted us days to prepare for eternity in the presence of God, I think sometimes I erred when I was young, and maybe I hope the rest of you didn't err. I thought at one time there was no hurry. But I think, as I think in my heart this night, I would like to issue an invitation to you and to me that today is the day of our salvation, not tomorrow. A decision that's set aside is a decision in favor of someone besides our Lord. And we are gathered here in a reunion to be, to enjoy the love of God and the love of each other. And if we have not love, we really had better get it. I don't say we shouldn't be here, because I feel like through the love of God, it is here. And the Spirit of God is here also. The Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the thing that will guide us into all truth, will take the things of the Father and give them unto us. And as you and I contemplate, maybe for just a moment, passing from this life and this body that we use from day to day to express the thoughts of our heart and the deeds that we will perform with our hands and the mouth that we use to speak, wherein we can bless God or give thanks and praise, or maybe we can do something else that's not so worthy. And we stand in the presence of this Lord who created us in His own image, and He may say unto us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Get into the joy of thy Lord." I ask you no questions, but I ask myself this night, what have I done? It was the love of God that He spoke to the Apostle Peter, in the which He said, "Lovest thou me more than these fish and fleshy bread?" Or whatever. Do we love our God more than something else? You know, Alma spoke. He said, "If you can sing the song of redeeming love, can you do so now?" I think we can. I see the light of love in your eyes and in your thoughts. I have experienced the deeds of your hands and your prayers in many instances. I am not discouraged about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I feel that the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent has come forth in every generation. And there have been those that have been touched and have borne witness. This night, if I were bearing a testimony of thanks, I would be thankful for those in every generation, some who recorded words that are like the rod of iron that our brother mentioned in the previous service. That we can take hold of these words. The Word is important, the Word of our Lord. In the beginning was the Word. Beloved disciple John saith, "The Word was with God, the Word was God. He spoke and the world was." Yes, if we could just but echo some of the words of our Lord. I spent some anxious hours. The desire of my heart was to bear witness to you and to me today. This is a rare privilege. I don't think ever spoke to this large group of people in the Church of Christ before. I'm humble in your presence because I know that I have nothing to give. But if God will bless us with something that will turn our hearts unto Him, and we will have a greater hope and a greater love and a greater understanding, if we can contemplate for a minute, perhaps passing from this life. I seem to have death and life on my mind. Life cometh of God. And if we have not the Holy Ghost within us, we are not holy. "'Tis blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection, for on such the second death shall have no power." There is no one that we would want to be a partaker of a second separation. I think there's many meanings of both the word life and death. And perhaps I'm not capable of defining all of them. But to me, I can define that I must face my Lord at that last day. Then when my soul is drawn back, the Spirit that God has shed forth into the hearts of the children of men, this soul cometh back in the presence of God, I would not desire that it would be like the rich man who died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes and beheld Abraham afar off, Lazarus afar off, pardon me, in Abraham's bosom. I'd rather be Lazarus. And in so doing, I feel like that I must seek my Lord while he giveth me life. I would like to talk about the many blessings and extensions of life that we've all received. Our brother spoke of that. He also spoke of something I agreed with in my heart, in my feeble understanding of the things of God. I feel many of you probably know more about our Lord and Savior than I do. Maybe you've had more visions. Maybe you know more about prophecy. But let us dwell a little bit upon prophecy. If we read the prophets of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will know that many of them foretell the destiny of a certain generation. If ye do good, ye shall go back into the presence of God, or ye shall receive destruction, both in this world and in the world to come. And I think sometimes when we read the scriptures that saith, whenever, like in the fourth chapter of 3rd Nephi, wherein the great tempest came at the crucifixion of our beloved Lord and Savior. He said, those that were spared were those that received the prophets. And I think sometimes we think a prophet is, perhaps as I describe it in my rough way, some long-haired person who foretells the future. I think this is not so. But every man who speaketh by the Holy Ghost is possibly a prophet if he telleth of the destiny of a soul. If, for instance, if I were a servant of God and had the keys to the kingdom of heaven, how wide would I unlock the door and let the light shine in your heart and mind? I think those who had the keys have opened the door unto us, and the way is entirely clear. And how joyful it is to be entering in through the door into the family of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, I too would issue the invitation, as others have, that our Lord and Savior inviteth everyone to come unto him, to have his sins washed away through a little simple ordinance of submission and trust, and become a child, and then be wrought upon and cleansed by the Holy Ghost, which guideth us into all truth and shows us things to come, things that are important to us or to others. This evening I feel like that the Lord has blessed us richly, because many of you, I think, are close to this Lord. You have an understanding of salvation and a heart burning with a desire to share it, maybe with your little children. They have faith that the Lord might stretch out his hand in miracle, and our sick may be healed as a testimony of the goodness of God. That there are those that have authority to, in this restored gospel of Jesus Christ, to officiate in the ordinances thereof, to lay on hands for the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Do we need the Holy Ghost? Yes, we do need the Holy Ghost. And then there's a word known as charity in the scripture, which is the pure love of God. I sometimes like to dwell upon the fact in my heart, when I think back to the beginning of mankind, and I think it was an act of mercy that after they disobeyed, that they were cast out to live a life of preparation rather than being cast out forever. And he sought to seek and to save. The power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has gone forth. There are those whose love is beyond description. The disciples of Jesus Christ, who wrote some of our records, those who are not known as well as others. Let us dwell for a moment upon Melchizedek, maybe, for instance, who was so great the Lord himself spoke of him as being after the order of Melchizedek, who was a prince of kings. Peace cometh from being right with God, not separated by sin. The Lord and Savior died for the sins of the world. Yes. He that converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. The sinner I'd like to convert to start with is me. I would like to bear witness in purity. It says, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Cleanse your heart, ye double-minded, Dr. James said. I love to read, and I hope you will pardon me if I just speak a little by way of a word about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into the world. And maybe, for instance, I could talk a little about the resurrection. Our Lord and Savior is spoken of as the way, the resurrection and the life, in the which He restored life to a temporal body. And we all share in this. Because He was born and conceived of the Spirit of God, but formed in a mortal, the Virgin Mary, He was indeed an immortal. That would be kind of the way I would describe it. With your permission, I will, if you will allow. And He lived in this body. He set an example. He suffered pain, weariness, anxiety, tears, like you and I. He understands you and me because He was like you and me almost. But I wasn't conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. I fear that you weren't either. But then He provided a way that we can enjoy this blessing in so many ways. He gave emblems of His body. These bodies that we have will be restored, resurrected, and we will again have a soul to go with our body. This blessing is to all flesh. But sadly, I read that all flesh will not dwell with God. All flesh will be resurrected. Yes, salvation is for all. But eternal life in the presence of God is for those who He finds worthy. The Scripture is plain concerning this. Apostle Peter says, if the righteous, judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, thoroughly ungodly and the sinner appear. Yes, there is a propitiation for our sins. The love of God who has shed forth into the hearts of the children of men that says, ask and you shall receive. Forgiveness is a part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And peace of heart and of soul. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Power to give of His. You know, when Alma and Amulek were suffering, as they watched those that were the humble followers of Christ being killed in their presence, Amulek, I believe, if I can recount the story correctly, he said, how can we watch this awful scene? Let us stretch forth our hand with the power of God that is in it and stop this. Yes, there is a power of God that He gives through His infinite mercy to be used to the glory of God. Alma said, no, let it be so, that their condemnation may be just. Yet the power of God remaineth within them, and they were delivered because their work was not yet completed. Well, pardon me, I didn't mention the rest of that story in that passage in which he said, our Amulek says, perhaps he will burn us also. No, he said, our work is not yet finished. Have we a work yet to finish? Yes, I think we have, or we possibly wouldn't be alive today. The little ones must be raised. those of us who are continued and years have increased within us, through the mercy of God, we must have a hope that makes us able to face death without fear. Because we know that the mercy of Him who created us, His own image, provided a hope. As the martyr Stephen, whose face lit up by the power of God, all those who were have died, some to the glory of God, and some through the mercy of God. Somewhere in the line you and I fit in. Is our love sufficient? You know, it saith also in the scripture, the fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Do we need to be righteous? What is righteousness? Righteousness is freedom from sin. Righteousness is those who seek God and learn a way of life that eliminates the sin that separates us from God, as it did in the beginning and as it will in the end for each of us. We must each choose this day, as Deuteronomy says, the way of righteousness and life or the way of sin and death. The Lord placed before us good and evil. We must know sorrow so that we can know joy. And if any of us has procrastinated the day of our repentance, the day that we take advantage of the blessed grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we need to spend the time to cry out unto the Lord. If there is any that we know in our hearts that are beyond the point of their escape in a fervent prayer of a righteous person like the father of Alma, who said he spent 3 days in the depths of hell and learned to call upon his God while he yet lived. And he turned to righteousness and the great work he did for his Lord. I judge no man unless it's me. But the scriptures judge us all. The written word of life. Is our name written in the book of life? Or has it perhaps through the justice of God blotted it out, because we cannot bear to be in His presence with a consciousness of our guilt? If we have a guilt, let us repent of it. If we have an offense among us, if there is a way that we can become a more pure church, the bride of the Lamb of God, dressed in the beautiful garments of love and of peace, of humility, of the knowledge and the fullness of the Holy Ghost, of the powers of the world to come. If this is ours, let us use it for the benefit of someone. Let us offer a fervent prayer. Let us give thanks in our hearts. Let us lift up our heads. A few years ago, it seemed like that I was troubled by the thoughts of my heart. It seemed like evil was constantly before me, and it is yet. But once I prayed fervently that the words of songs, inspired words of songs, and I'm not musical, probably less musical than any of you or the family, but the words of these inspired spiritual things of praise and of hope might come into my heart to replace some of these other things that I felt were detrimental and destroyed the peace in my heart. And for a period of time, this happened. It just would come into my heart, these words, these songs, these thoughts. And then, you know, I kind of got complacent. And I fell from this, and how my heart sorrowed, and it took much repentance to get back into this state of peace, body, mind, and soul. If we lack peace in our souls, if we lack knowledge for a decision, if we have been perhaps the victim of an offense. And a brother has hurt us, maybe, or a sister. Let us have forgiveness in our hearts, because we know that we are not perfect, and we want the forgiveness of God. And if we're His, we'll have forgiveness for each other. We'll have love. We'll have hope. We'll have peace. If all of our thoughts are not prayers, perhaps there are many things that force themselves upon us in this life into which we must concentrate on things other than our Lord in prayer. But let us remember and come back unto Him in fervent prayer, as the brother of Jared, who lifted that knot up his heart in prayer for the space of a period of time. I think maybe it was 3 years. I could turn to it and read it. But yet, this was a sin. The Lord talked to him, and he repented of this evil. So let us realize it's an evil not to pray unto our Lord. If we need nothing for ourselves, let us pray for others. But I don't think there's a soul that lives this mortal life that does not need to pray for themselves as well as others. If I have not love, I cannot give love. If I have not a testimony by the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, how can I bear a testimony of Him? I feel during the course of this reunion that there's many blessings in store for us if we seek the blessings. Perhaps we could unite in prayer for a certain thing. And if we unite in fervent prayer, first being cleansed by the forgiveness of our God, as each asked in all humility, then perhaps God will shed forth these blessings that we need. The blessing of perfect hope. The blessing of knowledge. The blessing of praise. If we could but praise our Lord in our hearts during the entire course of this reunion, and our love for each other might be such that we would qualify to the words of John, who bore witness of our Lord and said, "You've passed from death into life." If the light of our Lord and Savior would shine in your heart and mine, perhaps the testimony, the Lord in our fervent prayer, would touch our little ones that have not yet become members of the Church of Christ, that they might feel and see, as it says in the 8th chapter of 3rd Nephi and our sacrament service, that they might feel and see something there that they would desire, because they know if it cometh not of the weakness of men, but the power and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we might have a perfect remembrance, I think there is to be a sacrament service during the course of this reunion, and that every soul might partake in remembrance of a Lord who gave His body, that our bodies might be resurrected. If just this fact would be so plain in our hearts that we could not forget it, it would produce a humility and a love and an obedience. I desire obedience to my God, who giveth me breath from day to day. I would desire that all of our communications might be filtered through the love of God, that perhaps He would bless us with an abundance of something that we could give to a neighbor. We are as poor as we are. Some of us suffer perhaps from things that we do not have in a physical way. Ill health, or lack of the ability to do something that we would desire to do that we feel is righteous. We have not the earthly means to do it. And God, who knoweth all things, if we are worthy and would not be lifted up in the pride of our heart. I thought in my heart, when I was baptized some 43 years ago, I thought, this is a little church. This is a church of Jesus Christ. A group that are more or less refugees from maybe some of the larger groups. And there will be no pride in this church. I'm not sure that I feel exactly the same way, because pride attacks all people in large or small groups. But we can escape from pride, which bringeth about the downfall of people, which taketh away their humility, which taketh away their fervent prayer and trust in God, that He might teach them His ways. He might show us our weakness, that we might be stripped of false pride. That we might boast only in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's mighty to save, who holds out salvation for all flesh, loveth one man like unto another, and take it, and His angels are appointed over our little ones. In the third chapter of 1 John, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Speaking of the resurrection, is there any who lacks understanding of the power of God which shall resurrect these mortal bodies, and they shall be brought back into His presence to remain if we're faithful in this life? Do we feel like we have more time than we need to prepare to meet God? I thought in my heart of 1 Nephi, the younger of a family of children, who let God soften and touch his heart, who had vision, who saw the tree of life, the pure love of God, whose fruit is beyond description in sweetness and in, and spoken of as life everlasting, that life, that the love He sheds forth into the hearts of people, if we will prepare ourselves for it in humility as a little child. If we're able to give good gifts unto our children, as the Scripture says, how much better is He able to give good gifts unto those that put their trust in Him? He stretched forth His pierced hand when He came and visited these people. We have a record of it. Peace will be unto you. The peace that cometh from pureness, from humility, from obedience, the commandments of God. If we love Him, we will keep His commandments. We will love His commandments, because we know that they are the door to life everlasting. If we have rebelled against our God in some manner that we know of and maybe no one else knows of, let us rid ourselves of this through humility, through the fervent prayer in the name of our Savior, who has promised forgiveness, who has promised a cleansing of a soul to make it worthy to dwell in His presence until the resurrection, in which we also have a body through the gift of our Lord. If any feels he is proud, let him consider the fact of the grace of God, which taketh back the soul He gives us, and gives us a body also, that will dwell somewhere. Job said, he visits. The visitation of the Spirit of God maketh alive. John, the words of Christ is recorded by John. If ye have eat not my flesh.
You know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, and whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither knoweth him. And the gentleness of this beloved brother, he said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. It says, when his soul was made an offering for sin, then shall he see his seed. I think I'm privileged to look upon some of the seed of those who are born into the family of Jesus Christ, the members in particular of his body on earth. I feel like some of the rest of you, we're not living up and doing as much as we should. But let us not let this thought destroy us and keep us from doing the thing at hand. I feel that I should not let what I should do, some great thing tomorrow, keep me from praising my God and thanking him tonight. I think this thing spreads from the heart out. The Lord, whenever he was here on earth and had his ministry, he chose only a few. He could have forced the whole world into obedience, but he did not do so. I think we can pray with all our hearts. If there is something that God has given us that we can give someone else, let us do so with joy and with humility. But let us remember that our own soul is in our keeping of our own hands. We must give account at the last day. If I be a servant of God, let me offer a word of warning. If I be a prophet, if I were a prophet, I would prophesy that the end of the righteous person, as it's been prophesied from the beginning, is joy in the presence of the Lord, created in his own image, who is the way, the resurrection, and the life, and who has provided the tree of life that we can partake of it yet while we live. The love of God he shed it forth in the hearts of the children of men.
Thank you. move all of them.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, again we approach thee, give thanks for these words that have been brought forth by our brother. And Lord, we'd ask thy abiding hand that we may always be humble and receive those things that thou hast for us. And as we fellowship with our brother and sister, that we do converse these things with a humble heart, with an understanding mind, that there is confusions, disputations not dwell among us. And as we fellowship this night also, we would ask that spirit of correctness and direction be with us continually. Protect us throughout this night. In Jesus' holy name, we ask these things. Amen.
I have an apology here. I intended to fill out each of these tapes with the music from the song services, and I missed putting some music on this one, and there was definitely things to put on there. I would like to remind you and encourage you at this time to please pass the tapes on along to the other people as soon as possible. We've got some out there somewhere that aren't moving, and we hope that if you've been hanging on to some because you had wanted to take the time and listen, or you wanted to maybe listen once again or something, that you please remember that others are waiting and that it's hard for them if they receive too many at one time. Thank you.